Morning Watch, making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming, week two. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by growing in life unto maturity. Friday related verses. Philippians 3:12-15. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue. If even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Let us therefore, as many as are full grown, have this mind. And if in anything you are otherwise minded, this also God will reveal to you. Ephesians 4:13-15. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer little children tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, in craftiness with a view to a system of error, but holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:7-9. So then neither is he who plants anything, nor he who waters, but God who causes the growth. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land, God's building. Related reading. The Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians 3:12-15 how he pursued growth and maturity in the life of Christ. In this matter, he was never contented with himself, but always pursued, forgetting the things which were behind and stretching forward to the things which were before, pressing toward Christ, who is the goal and the mark. This he did in order to gain Christ, that he might grow and mature in his life. With his own pursuit as the pattern, he exhorted the believers whom he was leading and caring for to be like him, to pursue in the life of Christ, and to gain Christ fully in order that they might grow and mature. Finally, Paul said that as many of us as are relatively full grown should have this mind and set this as the goal. The word therefore at the beginning of Matthew 5:48 indicates that this word is the conclusion of the law of the new life in the kingdom's constitution, which the Lord decreed in the preceding text, verses 17-47. In this conclusion, the Lord commands us to be perfect in life as our Heavenly Father is perfect. To be perfect in life is to grow and mature in life. The Lord commands us in this way in the conclusion of the law of the new life in the kingdom of the heavens, because we are children born of our Father with our Father's life. This life is able to make us perfect in the life of our Father, as our Father is perfect. Therefore, this commandment of the Lord is based upon the divine life of the Father. It is also fulfilled by the divine life of the Father. The divine life of the Father is able to make us perfect in life as He is perfect. This is not only the Lord's commandment to us, but also the Lord's expectation concerning us. We should care for the Lord's heart desire, keep his commandment, and grow and mature by the Father's life within us, thus accomplishing the will of the triune God. The prerequisite for maturity in the spiritual life is to grow continually in this life. As soon as a believer is regenerated and becomes a newborn babe spiritually, he should long for God's word in the Bible as the guileless milk that he may grow in his spiritual life. In the spiritual life, a believer is on the one hand a person with the spiritual life, and on the other hand, like a plant cultivated on God's farm. Whether as a person or like a plant, a believer needs to grow that he may become mature. Therefore, continuing growth is a prerequisite for becoming full grown and mature. We grow in the spiritual life by holding in love to Christ as the truth and growing up into Christ as the head in all things. This kind of growth, which takes Christ as the truth and which grows into Christ, is a further prerequisite for our becoming full grown and mature. The full grown man in Ephesians 4:13 refers to the church as the body of Christ, growing into a mature man. The fullness of Christ indicates the body of Christ becoming his expression. In brief, the measure of the stature is just the stature. This stature is the church as the body of Christ, growing into the stature of Christ. This is the ultimate and full issue of the believer's growth and maturity by the life of Christ and his body. Our transformation in the life of Christ makes us like him in the image of his essence. Our maturity in the life of Christ makes us like him in the measure of his stature. Thus, on one hand, we have his image, and on the other hand, we have his stature.